Let's try this again. We'll give everyone a minute or two to pop in. In the meantime, I'll do a quick intro, but I'd appreciate it if you guys can share this. Maybe if everyone DMs it to one person and shares it, we should get our usual crowd in here. I brought up Coin Studios. They are the ones behind Cosmic Horizon. I believe Cosmic Horizon is a Genesis collection on Stargaze. Pretty sure. Is that right?
It is.
Very cool. This is a DeFi 101 space, but you know, like a lot of people that follow NFTs, a lot of us think that NFTs are going to be integrated into pretty much all the DeFi primitives over time. And here we're going to be talking about distributing tokens, right? Airdrops are the traditional way in the Cosmos. We're going to talk about alternate ways to kind of replace airdrops as they become more and more difficult to do. And also, we'll just talk about pros and cons of airdrops anyway and the alternatives. But we'll spend most of the time talking about what Cosmic Horizon is all about, what the token that they're about to launch is all about, and the fact that they have a blockchain. They have their own blockchain. It's pretty interesting to have a game building its own blockchain. We'll talk about that. I'll, of course, leave time at the end for people to ask questions, of course. If you're listening to this on the recorded version or Terra Spaces, this is Joe, aka Cosmos DeFi on Twitter. And like I said, in the other space before it got rugged, this is episode number 15 out of 40 for 2023. And we'll learn as much as we can in the time that we have, especially before we get to the questions. So get your questions ready. It's all about educating ourselves, and DeFi is how I got into this ecosystem in the first place. Last week, we were talking about stablecoins. Next week, we're going to be talking about privacy in Web3. So we pick a different topic. We get into that. Dan, that's you on the Coin account. Is that right?
Yeah. This is my personal account.
Got it. Okay. And if you guys are really interested, even after this space, it doesn't answer all your questions. We did make a video a while back when the game was just taking form after it was shortly after a mint on Stargaze. And I know since then there's been at least one other mint. We will definitely get into that. But Dan, why don't you just, I guess, take us through the thought process of not doing a traditional Cosmos airdrop, you know, maybe a little bit of the pros, a little bit of the cons, and why it wasn't right for your project. People are very sensitive about airdrops, so this would be a good topic.
We can totally just get started with your not so clickbaity title. But basically, just, you know, there was a few comments on the original tweet that you made that really made some good points, and I think maybe like just addressing those and kind of starting there might be actually a better idea. Let me scroll down here and actually find it. I think I found it here. Yeah. So like this top one here, this is kind of, I don't know how to really word this, but basically it says, you know, like they were wondering how are airdrops ending? Any chain has a public state that can be queried and those users can be included in an airdrop. I don't know what that has to do with an airdrop, but I'm assuming they're like, well, we can find users and then airdrop to them. That's not really what I'm talking about. And they, you know, they go on to say, I'm not sure how they could prevent it unless they just think the idea of airdrops will fade out. That's what I'm getting at, where airdrops are, in my mind, quite antiquated. I mean, we've been seeing them for years and years and years now. And really, yes, it was at one point a good way of marketing, maybe get your coin or token into the hands of as many people as possible. And it worked for a long time. It was really great. And it works really well during a bull market, right? And the reason it really works great during a bull market is the reason that I don't like airdrops. And it's the fact that people just dump them. You get an airdrop. Some people stake. Some people, you know, sure. Some people will maybe chase those 1,000, 2,000% LP rewards. But those typically only last 2-3 weeks tops. And then everybody just dumps. So yes, you're getting tokens into the hands of as many people as possible. You're in that manner spreading, you know, the word about your project. But I think what's happening is really you're just like getting the word out there, giving people a bunch of free money that they just dump. And then they're not just dumping it on you, but they're dumping it on any investors that you have. And that's really my biggest concern, is that people who truly believe in the project, you know, invest in it. They get vested. They actually put their money where their mouth is. And they're like, we love this project. I want to contribute to it. And especially a project like ours, where it's bootstrapped by the community. And it just wouldn't be fair to just give out all these tokens so they can dump them on our community's head. Especially during a bear market. I mean, I think that could really kill a project really quickly, or at least you'll get a bunch of those whiners out there that are like, oh, this project sucks. Like, they're not even doing anything. The token's not worth anything, you know, and you just start getting all of this FUD out there because you decided to give people free money. And really, it's very ungrateful in that respect. It's like, hey guys, like, here's some money, like, stake it, you know. But they, you know, people are greedy. I get it. And they just want their cash. So
yes,
interesting,
because you said something about getting the token in the hands of as many people as possible. I think really what you want is as many people as possible to know about the project, but you really only want the token to go to people who are going to use it in the protocol, or let's say stake it in order to, you know, start securing the blockchain if it's a layer one. You don't really want a zillion people to have the token, because like you said, most of them are just going to dump. Maybe they'll chase some APRs if they're juicy mm-hmm. enough. But I think for a game specifically, you want people probably to get the token who are at least interested in trying the game.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, sure. Like, so like the way that our chain works is that, you know, we're Cosmos chain. We've got a governance token, just like every other chain. We use it to secure the network and use it for voting, et cetera. But then we have other tokens, the in-game token, which is completely different from what I'm talking about. And that I probably also wouldn't airdrop to people, because, you know, we're, especially in our case, we're building a metaverse. You know, we're building basically a second life that you can live. There's a threat, you know, we want to build a thriving economy. And if people just dump the token, then, you know, the economy disappears, and it's kind of worthless. And then all of the time that people would eventually spend, you know, completing missions and, you know, building up their bases and planets and, you know, their fleet of spaceships and all that would be for nothing, because, you know, one of the great things about blockchain and one of the reasons that I got into blockchain gaming is that people spend a lot of time gaming, and they really, unless you're one of those professional gamers that, you know, is in competitions and you're like a freaking god at playing video games. Like, those are the only ones that get paid for it. But, you know, I'm a gamer. I've spent countless hours in front of my computer or PlayStation, and I've gotten a dopamine hit. That's what it was. I'm happy playing the game, but really I'm not rewarded for my time. And our time is limited, and our time is, you know, it's valuable. So I think that blockchain really offers a means to reward people for the time that they spend doing something that they love.
All right. So I'm sure that a lot of people, like you said, they're always airdrop hunting. Some people hold tokens simply just because they think they have a higher chance of getting airdropped. I was doing that for a while too. And yeah. Then I realized I was just like losing, right? I'm like, this is dumb. I'm not going to hold a token that I don't want just because I might get an airdrop of another token that I might not want. So the way I look at your project is I look at it as three parts from the outside looking in, right? You've got the game and the NFTs. That's part one. Then you have the chain, which is the infrastructure. Then you've got the token and the economy, but you're saying there's multiple tokens now. So where do you want to start for people that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people who have been around Stargaze, they've at least heard of Cosmic Horizon, but how would you start bringing someone in into the know about the project? Where would you begin?
Yeah. I mean, if we want to talk about the project, so what we're building is, again, and I kind of mentioned this a little bit, is we're building a metaverse. And a metaverse in the sense that it's immersive gaming, with a full thriving economy, different jobs and different avenues that you can take to be successful in the game. And it's a 24/7 type of thing. So it's not just something that you play and log off and forget about, because your stake and your assets are still in the game, and you really need to protect those. So it's for people who are, I mean, we're building this for true gamers. Web3 people, if you're, you know, that are like DeFi degens that are really into making money and trading and speculating and that kind of thing, they can benefit from the game. But our philosophy is build a game first. We want to bridge that gap, as do some of our partners and some of the other games out there. We're trying to bridge that gap between Web3 gaming and Web2 gaming. And the way that we do that is we build games that are fun to play, where the Web3 portion of the whole thing is just the underlying technology we're using, and really focusing on, you know, immersive, fun games that are visually appealing. In our case, we're going the strategy route with, you know, different aspects of just, it's a hybrid of games. So there's, you know, MMORPGs type of stuff. There's again, strategy type of stuff. There's, you know, you're battling, you're doing all sorts of fun things inside of the game, instead of it being like, oh, I'm going to breed this thing, and then I'm going to wait a certain amount of time, and I'm going to breed it again, and I'm going to keep, you know, over and over and over. And then you're just selling these NFTs that you've bred, which in its own right has a place in the Web3 space. However, I don't necessarily believe that it has a space in the Web2 ecosystem of things, in the traditional gaming. I mean, traditional gamers such as myself and maybe people that are on this call, we want to play something that's fun. I mean, that's why we play games. So our whole philosophy is let's build games first and have the blockchain, let's build something fun, focus on gaming, and then have the underlying technology be, you know, blockchain based, which is, I guess I can, brings me into the blockchain itself. So one of the things that, go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, for people that are just joining, the game is Cosmic Horizon, but it's going to be on its own blockchain. And that's what we're about to get into now. I think this is interesting because I've talked to other game developers and same thing. They say, make the game fun first, make the game fun, then worry about tokens and everything else. So I think that's pretty much the strategy for Web3, because people need that either like the dopamine hit or the competitiveness or just like the addiction factor of a game. Otherwise, yeah. No matter what you build is going to be useless. It's going to be interesting to hear how how being on its own chain might present some challenges or even some advantages. So I'm excited to hear about this part.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is definitely both ends of that. There's lots of challenges, but there, in my mind, there's lots of benefits too. So, really, I've been in the space long enough to, you know, I was a smart contract developer for a while. I a blockchain developer on Cosmos, and I just kind of weighed the options. Do I want to go the smart contract route, or do I want to actually build my own layer one? And Cosmos SDK just makes it, I kind of joke today, makes it easy to quote, makes it easy to launch your own blockchain, my ass, because we spent a ton of time building our own custom modules. But really, it allows Cosmos SDK allows developers to build their own chain. And being a validator, being a Cosmos dev, and just being in the space for as many years as I have been, I just saw that the route to go is to build our own chain. And, you know, I mentioned custom modules. So instead of using smart contracts, we can simply just build modules. And what's cool about that, not just that, but really just building your own Cosmos chain in general is just this idea and now something that's reality, IBC, you know, the interoperability of chains, where I can build an application specific blockchain, such as is the one we're building, that's specific to gaming and especially specific to the game and future games that we're building, and not have to worry about, you know, building a DAX or building an NFT marketplace. We don't have to do any of those things because we have the ability to operate applications on other chains, such as Stargaze or OmniFlix or Osmosis or whatever it may be, right? So ICA, IBC, those are something that we've really saw a major value in. And we were like, I know enough validators. I am myself a validator, so I know how that all works. It was just maybe even the easier path for me to choose because I am so well versed in the ecosystem that it just kind of made sense to build our own chain. I would say IBC, ICA, modules that other chains have that maybe I need to integrate with. Those are some of the advantages. Of course, I guess one really giant advantage is, so I've developed some other games. Most people don't know this, but I've developed other games. My last game was called Hash Kings. It was this cannabis farming simulator, and we built it on the Hive network. For those of you who are listening, Hive is a fork of the Steam blockchain, which is called Steemit. There's a whole thing. You guys should check it out. But I was on Hive, and I'm
Steemit. Steemit was kind of like a Reddit, but a little bit less controlled.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's basically a blogging blockchain. So it's specific to blogging. You earned money, and you still do on Hive. You earn money through upvotes. It's also delegated proof of stake. And it's, you know, they have what they call witnesses, but are actually in our ecosystem, we call them validators. It's all very similar. But the one thing that they don't have is this sort of really awesome governance mechanism that we have. And, you know, whatever your philosophy may be on validator stats, et cetera, the governance aspect itself is really amazing. And I think it's really powerful. So one of the things that I wanted to implement in Hash Kings was a sort of governance where there were different classes of players. So there were water barons, and then there were land barons, and then there were like breeders and people who, you know, created different C types and all of these, you know, different types of jobs. And I really was trying to find a way that they could all have their own governance. But it wasn't something that I really wanted to build at the time, because I was just so focused on the gameplay, but it just didn't really exist. So when I found out that Cosmos has that, it just really was just like an epiphany, like, wow, yes, they have this. This is great. Now I can implement this. And to take it one step further, Regen Network, the company that I was working for, they developed the groups module, which is like a sub-governance thing where, you know, you can form maybe sub-DAOs and you can have different groups. So we've integrated groups module into our blockchain. So the governance aspect is something that is just one of the biggest benefits of having our own chain, in my mind, anyways. As far as challenges,
that groups, is that somewhat analogous to like sub DAOs on Juno, something like that, or what DAO is supposed to have?
Yeah. It's similar to that. Exactly. It's very much akin to what DAO is doing. Exactly.
But you have it on your own chain, right? So it's yours.
It's part of the SDK. Yeah. Yeah. It's part of the SDK. Yeah. So it's on our chain. And any Cosmos chain can adopt it. I believe it is part of, I want to say it's part of 045 actually. But I'm not 100% certain on it. I think it's part of 045 SDK, but so we're launching with 047. So we've got all the bells and whistles of a brand new chain, which is really nice. And that includes the latest CosmWASM builds and all that. Some of the challenges, of course, mentioning CosmWASM, was that our hands were a bit tied, where NFT is a big part of gaming. Like, all of the assets in the game are ownable. I mean, you truly have possession of those. And when we talk interoperability, if there's other games, maybe through a partnership or whatever it may be, you can use our assets in their game and vice versa. So NFTs were a big part of it. So one of the challenges that we came across is that we needed CosmWASM to kind of, well, at the time we wanted to use 046. Oh, I think it was 046 that actually has groups module, but we needed groups module. So, but CosmWASM wasn't doing that. They were waiting on 047. So then there was a bit of a roadblock there for us. So we're at the mercy of, even though it's interoperable and all those sorts of things, we are at the mercy of other chains, you know, upgrading and doing their part as well. So that was one of the challenges. Of course, you know, building an entire economy, setting up your own validator set. I mean, that's a big challenge. I know that everybody and their dog wants to be a validator these days. So you just kind of have to like weed through it and find the right ones. When it comes to validators, I do want to say that I have a bit of a different philosophy than most chains. So most chains are really attracted to validators that validate for freaking 40 different chains. They're professional validators. It's what they do. I think that's a bit of a turnoff. And the reason I think it's a bit of a turnoff is because I believe, and this kind of brings us back to the governance or the airdrop conversation. I believe that people, if you're a validator on a chain, I think that you should be actively participating in governance. And that doesn't mean just vote on something. That means putting up proposals. That means actively participating in the forum. That means, doing stuff like, maybe hosting an Explorer or hosting archive nodes and RPCs. And sure, so, most of the major validators do this, but it's just kind of a service they offer to everybody. So it's not really something out of the ordinary. I just don't feel that they're really invested in a project And how could you be if you've got 40 different chains that you're operating? It just doesn't make sense.
I think in general, yeah. I was gonna say, I think in general, one of the things that I'm seeing, and obviously this is related to airdrops as well, because the validators are basically dumping tokens at the start of a chain when you as the founder would probably like to see them put a little bit of skin in the game, like you said, not only skin in the game, but be active and be kind of like the, not, I want to say the directors or the leaders of governance, but like the ones who are disseminating information, weighing in on it from a like professional standpoint for the users. I think skin in the game,
yeah,
validators, I think it's a big, it's overlooked. I don't know if it's a problem, but I think it could definitely be improved. You know, for example, validators who have no self-stake, right? They have, yep. So yeah. So anyway, yeah, you're speaking my language here, and I'm looking at the room, and probably a lot of other people would agree, because it's been frustrating to watch validators kind of not taking governance
seriously. And they should. Yeah. And you said it. They need to have skin in the game. And they are, in a way, the leaders. They're you know, in my mind, when you look at Cosmos governance, the validators are like the senators, or they're like the House of Representatives. They're the ones that are making all of these decisions for us. They're the ones that are putting up the proposals on behalf of the community. And really, they're the ones who should know how to read the code. And maybe not all of them, sure, but there should be a good number of validators who actually know like what they're doing. You know what I mean? So one, yes, skin in the game. Let me just address that for a moment. So something that I noticed is exactly what you said. People dump, you know, validators especially will just dump tokens right away. And you're kind of like, hey, what the hell? You know, you're supposed to be like one of the main citizens here, like one of the main stakeholders of the community. What are you doing? You're not setting the right example. So a lot of people, I mean, it was over and over again, people were asking me to become a core validator, which means really not that much, except that they're a trusted party who I've personally vetted, and that they're somebody who I believe will actually participate in governance, will actually, you know, aren't just like people who just are, you know, chain validator hunting, you know what I mean? Who just want to be a validator, just to be a validator and get those airdrops or whatever it may be. And one of the things that I was telling folks is like, look, we did a private sale. And if you wanted to buy tokens, it's part of how we bootstrap the protocol. If you wanted to buy tokens, you could participate in this private sale. And really, it was for validators and folks who truly believe in the project. So this was like over a year ago. So then for the entire year after, people were constantly asking me to be a core validator. And I kept telling them, look, if you want to be a validator, you can buy some tokens, like get some skin in the game. Like, you know, I don't want you to just dump your freaking tokens. If I'm going to give you something, you know, why do you deserve free money? Like do something, you know, participate in governance, like really prove to me that you believe in the project. So that's something that I was stressing a lot. People didn't like it. People didn't want to hear it. They're like, oh, I'm not going to buy any of your tokens. It's like, well, okay, well then obviously you're not serious about the protocol, and I don't really care what you do.
It's funny we're having this talk. I've been thinking about it so much lately. Like, I wonder how many founders are actually using their own protocols, even, right? Like or validators, let's say they're high up on the validator set, they might have like zero liquidity supplied on a DEX that they're validating for. So it's like, what's really keeping these validators around? Are they, if they don't really care or have skin in the game? But this is interesting that you had basically had them buy into the project to make sure that they were actually interested in the first place. I think this is for your specific project especially, I think this is a good way to go about it, because like you said, you're trying to have a whole in-game economy, plus you have the layer one token to worry about.
Yeah.
In a bear market, if you just airdropped a bunch of tokens hoping for the best, you might not even get it off the ground, right? It might just tank the prices, and then people for some reason only like tokens when they're expensive. So you might never have a token.
Right. Yeah, they don't buy them when they're low. They buy them when they're high and they sell them when they're low. Exactly. So they're selling, you know, there are people who are selling tokens and you know, I get it. You know, people want money. I understand completely why they do it. It's I don't agree with it, but I understand why they're doing it. I don't really fault people for that. But the way that I stop that is like, look, use your own money. Get your ass, get some skin in the game here. And hopefully that way you're not just dumping on yourself. And again, that kind of leads me back to airdrops, where it's like, why the hell would I give people a bunch of free money when I know that they're gonna dump them? You know, not everybody, but the majority are. And then everybody who did legitimately buy tokens all of a sudden loses their ass. I mean, it just doesn't make, especially in a bear market. I mean, yes, obviously we're in a bear market, so it's like, just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And so that, I mean, that's really my take on the whole airdrops and yeah.
So people are like probably horrified if they just came in, right? But then how are you gonna distribute then? You have an alternate plan to the airdrop that you guys like a lot, and we talked like maybe a week or two ago about exactly how you're going to bootstrap this liquidity, get the tokens into the hands of as many of the people who are actually interested as possible. Why don't you go through that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's going to be the tradition. I mean, so obviously when you launch a chain, you, especially on Cosmos, you know, one of your first targets is to get on Osmosis. That way people can buy tokens, and the validators do need to get paid to run their infrastructure. Investors want to make a little bit of ROI. So you need to have a DEX and a liquidity pool. Now, a lot of times, you know, I mean, maybe it's not a lot, but you see this a lot. Projects are fortunate enough to partner with the right millionaires, you know, or billionaires, really. And they get millions and millions of dollars of funding, and they're able to just bootstrap their own liquidity pool. So I'm trying to be more grassroots about it. And again, it just kind of goes back to my philosophy of everybody really being part of the project. And sure, it might take longer to grow, but at least I know that the people that are involved in it really want to be involved in it. So the one thing that we came up with is called Aquifer. It's a custom module that we built, and it's a liquidity bootstrapping module. It uses IBC and it uses ICA to communicate with Osmosis. It's completely decentralized. We don't even have to do anything. The community just participates. Basically, the community buys tokens. Again, I mean, people get some skin in the game. You get them at a discount, so we will give a 20% discount. Or whatever the community decides on, because again, it's decentralized and it's actually all coming from the community itself. What happens is people will buy tokens in USDC. They get their tokens. Those tokens are vested. Another thing that we're doing to keep the skin in the game. Then Coin Studios, my company, will actually match whatever tokens were sold and put those into a liquidity pool with the USDC that was used to purchase tokens. So then that way there's a mutual kind of benefit and agreement. We all kind of have skin in the game, and not just in the game, in the ecosystem of what is Coin Network, but also in Osmosis and the liquidity pool. So we're all kind of cooperating and working together to have this liquidity pool. So yeah. So I mean, that's the very, on the very basic level, that's what Aquifer is. You can read about it on Medium.
I'll definitely, especially when I reshare this, I don't usually pin stuff at the top of the spaces because just disappears anyway as soon as we finish. But I'll share out not only the video that you guys did with me a while back, any links that you have, don't forget to send them to me. I'll make sure people can check that out. And you know, in a couple of minutes, if you guys have questions, just request the mic and I'll bring you up, because I will get into not only the economy a little bit, the NFTs as well, whatever you guys are interested in, and also whatever, Dan, you think we should get out there, you know, as far as,
you know, honestly, there's a lot of people here. I would love to hear questions. I mean, I can talk your guys' ear off for hours and hours and hours. So I'd rather not blab. I'd rather actually be get to the point. So if you guys have questions, I'd love to hear them, and I'll try to answer them as best as possible.
And you know, if you can't, just post them in the comments, and I'll read it. I have no problem with that. But yeah, I know I see some people here that are pretty heavy in the NFT scene, whether it be Crypto Tank, Mayor, Chris, you guys all, any even NFT related questions, because I know we're in an NFT focused Telegram group, and Cosmic Horizon has come up a couple times in the past, and I'm sure it will, because you guys go live tomorrow. Is that still the plan?
The chain goes live, yeah, tomorrow.
And then when will Aquifer go live?
Aquifer will be, so we're just waiting on the UX to be built, and one of our validators is actually building that for the community, which is great. I mean, it just shows the kind of community that we're building, right? And so yeah, it goes live tomorrow. Aquifer, it depends. Again, it's decentralized, so the community has to one vote to enable IC or IBC, and then they'll have to vote again to allow the tokens to be transferred into the Aquifer module. So there's some legwork that the community itself has to do. So I think in a perfect world, it'll happen in a month, but it could take a couple of months.
Fair enough. I did get one DM'd question for you about the NFT collections. And I guess they're referring to the ones that you guys were minted, the characters, the aliens. Are those simply PFPs, or are they part of the game somehow?
Yeah, so those are the actual avatars that you'll be using in the game. And you're referring to the Genesis collection. So the Genesis collection is a limited release where I think it ended up being, well, there was 4,200 total, and there's six different pieces. So do the math there, maybe 700 a piece or something like that. So each of those avatars is super rare. And that's what you'll actually look like in game. There'll be a 3D character that replaces the 2D image that you have in the NFT, but that'll be the character and the race that you'll be playing in the game. Another thing to mention about the NFTs, we can talk about this a little bit, is the avatars are, well, the NFTs in general are kind of your gateway into the game. So where normally you would go to Steam and you find a game that you like, and then you buy it and you download it, and now you own the game. The way that you own, quote unquote, the game in Web3 is, or at least in Cosmic Horizon, is you purchase an avatar and you purchase a ship. And now you have the assets required to actually play. The avatar is really unique because it's kind of like your scorecard, or what's the word that William always uses, but it's like your player card. It holds your inventory. It holds all the tokens that you own and assets and the different sectors you've been in. And it just kind of keeps record of all of the things that you're doing. It has your level. It has different things like that. Along with the ships also have an aspect like that, where the ship's NFT keeps the stats for you. So the ship's stats, so your defensive levels, your attack, the different storage that you have, and the list goes on. So the NFTs are, in a way, your personal database inside of the game.
So you're able.
I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, it definitely does. So are you able to modify the metadata, or is that not necessary because you have your own chain? You're able to store that info.
Well, so right, the metadata gets updated by the chain itself. So we have an off chain and on chain mechanism, to where there's a database off chain, which
stores the record as you're playing, and then that all gets transferred to the chain as different signing events happen. So something that's really annoying in Web3 is that you have to sign. You have to basically sign your transactions, because without your signature, who knows what's happening. So we've tried to limit the amount of signing that happens, along with a couple of other things that can happen, you know, cheating, etc. So there's an off-chain database, and it will over time continually basically update that NFT for you.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Been waiting for something like this for a long time. I think I knew it would eventually come, but I didn't realize that, I guess, another advantage of having your own chain, right? You're able to kind of manipulate the data that goes into the game from an NFT.
Right, absolutely. And one that was actually one of the challenges is we had to write our own NFT module to be able to do this. So we have our own custom CosmWasm smart contract to do that.
Very interesting. Yeah, I remember Osmosis was teasing something like this almost like a year ago, and then I never saw it. So I guess they scrapped it, or just maybe it wasn't feasible on Osmosis.
Yeah, or maybe it just takes time. That's another thing, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but one thing that I see a lot of times is if developers don't build fast enough, people think it's a rug or something. But like, you know, especially like a game like we're building, I don't think people understand how long it takes to actually build a video game, let alone a Web3 game, when we're on the cutting edge of technology and we're basically making up the rules as we go. So people just need to be a little bit more patient sometimes. Yeah, sure, maybe on Osmosis it wasn't feasible and maybe it just wasn't the right direction, but sometimes just because something's not happening on the forefront doesn't mean that something's not happening on the back end of things. And that's really kind of our case, is that we haven't really hyped at all. Like we've been on a few podcasts, you know, you were one of them, and thank you for having us on. And then this one, I've talked to a few other communities, but really we're not trying to overhype. We want to build something, and then once we have that, then it's like, hey guys, look at what we did, instead of it being like, hey, look at what we're gonna do. I that doesn't make much sense in my mind. I'd rather build something first. And then, so a lot of people actually haven't heard about us, and there's a lot of people in here that I've never seen before. So thank you guys for showing up and actually listening. You're probably one of the few people that even know about Coin Studios and Coin Network. So,
right. I mean, I've always seen Cosmic Horizon, but you guys did reach out to me a while back to make that video. That was pretty cool. I always like hearing about the projects firsthand, especially if there's something, you know, additional involved, whether it be like some lore, some game, or even if there's some kind of like integration with DeFi. But anyone down there, like I said, just request the mic. I don't know if you guys are getting rugged like we were earlier, but did you go on Tank's show?
I don't think so. I was Tank on Rack FM.
Oh yeah, how was that
last week? That was good. That was great.
I gotta listen to that.
That was fun.
Those get a little wild sometimes. Hopefully you were able to keep it on the topic of your project for most of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know how, I mean, as you guys know, I just talk and talk and talk. So maybe if they wanted to get a little wild, they probably just couldn't get a word in. happened. But no, they were very respectful, and I had a really great time over there.
No, that's cool. Yeah, they have a good combination of personalities too. So it's always fun. I'm always working when they have them, but I try to listen in between like when I have breaks and stuff. But they're fun. I'm glad you got on there. Got to get you on Crypto Tank show. He does a daily stream as well, so that might be fun. He's an NFT creator as well.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think I've definitely seen you around Crypto Tank, at least on Twitter. I mean, obviously, I don't post as much, but I'm definitely a Twitter lurker.
I just gave Mayor the microphone. He's very on top of just Cosmos NFTs, So he might have some good questions for you. What's up, Mayor?
Hey, Joe. Hey, thanks for bringing me up. I just came in about 6-7 minutes ago, so I didn't catch the beginning. Can you just give me a quick recap? It sounds like from what I understand, I know it's a new game, but it sounded like there was a lot more going on. So could you give me the recap? I didn't catch the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I can try to, definitely. Thanks. So yeah, I mean, basically, geez, where do I start? Okay. So yeah, we're building a blockchain, which is gaming specific, specifically for the game that we're building and any kind of future games. So this blockchain actually launches tomorrow, with a bunch of different custom modules that allow us to do the things that we have set out inside of the game. As far as the game is concerned, we are currently in the very beginning stages of actually building it. We've already outlined all the different mechanics, and we've written the white papers, and we've got the tokenomics and all that good stuff. We have some little bit of gameplay that's available for the developers only right now, and are hoping to launch the alpha by the end of the year, which will just be something that we run on testnet to just, you know, it's an alpha. So that's the shortest nutshell that I can explain. I said a lot of stuff in the last 50 minutes, so it'd be hard to recap all of that.
So no, that was pretty good. And then also there will be tokens involved, and the validator set actually bought tokens in order to be part of the app set, which is really interesting. We were talking about how for a project like this, if they airdropped a bunch of tokens and everybody dumped them, it might just kill the project right out of the gate. But the validators to come in were buying tokens to kind of give themselves some more skin in the game, and also kind of incentivize participation and governance, which is pretty cool.
And for transparency, there were some validators that I just really like and have a close relationship with, and who are providing other services that didn't buy tokens, but it's definitely something that others did do.
Got it. No, I think that's great. I think, Mayor, you're gonna have to listen back. We talked about just in general, a lot of validators don't have much skin in the game, or at least doesn't appear on the surface, right? They vote without being on the forums. Almost no self stake for a lot of the validators if you go down down the line. So basically just kind of protecting the long-term vision of the game. I think it's smart, and they did have to build a couple custom modules in order to kind of accommodate what's being built on top of it. Well, we didn't really talk about like the basic mechanics of the game. If you wanted to go into that, feel free. And again, if anyone wants to come up, request
a button. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot. It's a massive undertaking. I highly recommend for folks to read the white paper. It's like 35 pages. So there, it's like massive. But at the very basic surface, it's a quote unquote space trading game. So you get yourself a spaceship and you start exploring the galaxy. There's different planets inside of the galaxy that you can colonize, that you can level up, you can gather resources from those, and you can sell those resources at different outposts. You can also just trade in the outposts. So you may find an outpost that's selling item A for X amount, and then you can find another starport that's maybe buying item A for a higher price than you sold it. So there's a little bit of like what I call celestial arbitrage involved, where again, that's kind of more the DeFi or degen side of things, where it's like, well, if maybe you're not into gaming, but you can definitely do some arbitrage in the game. I mean, you fly around, you can, you know, you'll run into other people, you can attack them if you choose, and you can actually take stuff from them. So that's another mechanic that's very unique to Cosmic Horizon, is that you could be flying around, somebody could blow you up and steal your shit. So you, it's definitely,
so
there's risk involved.
So there's space pirates?
There are space pirates. Yes. And one of our NFTs, the Genesis NFTs, one of the races is called the Callan. And more than likely the Callan will end up being like the major space pirates. Yes.
I think the space pirates, like their name should start with a J, and then it could actually, because I understand, like, you know, you're running around, you're flying around, and people can take stuff from you. That's kind of like, you know, how we felt for the last year, you know?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Mayor, do you play games or no? I'm so far out of the gaming world.
I have not played video games in a long time, but I'm trying to maybe start get into it a little bit more. Not for myself, but just to pay attention, you know.
Right, well, you do a good job paying attention. And actually, one thing we didn't touch on, you guys had a recent mint on Omniflix. Is that right? OG collection on Spawn News.
Right, yeah. So the OG collection, those are the Genesis ones. Those are rare. Those will never be minted again. If you're lucky enough to have one of those, then you'll have a little bit of upgraded stats compared to any of the basic ships and or the standard ships, I should call them. So that's what we're minting on Omniflix. They are the Omniflix editions. So in game, they'll look slightly different. They'll have a little emblem of the currency that you purchase them with, because we minted them in three different currencies, one of them being Flix, of course. But yeah, those are the standard ships, and those are the ones basically when you first join the game, you know, you'll either already have an avatar or you'll buy yourself an avatar, and then you'll have an option of getting one of these ships. There's three different classes of ships. There's basically the fighter, there's the exploratory ship, and then there's like the cargo ship. And that's what we actually have on Omniflix right now. So right now the price obviously is all over the place, but in game it'll be a set price. So I would imagine that on the market itself, it'll probably even out and equal what it is in game.
Interesting, man. No, really interesting. And so the chain goes live tomorrow. I guess a lot of nosy people will check the validator set. it's a small validator set, I'm guessing, right? Like cozy, not 170. Yeah,
there's 50.
Right. Okay. I mean, it makes sense again. I mean, I never understood like the really huge validator sets where like 2/3 of them are losing money. It's
yeah. I mean, and we do have like a handful of you know, more well-known validators just to get that aspect of professionalism, but it's not something that I want the entire set or even a majority of the set. Like these guys aren't going to have like they do on other chains. They're not going to have like a majority of the tokens or anything like that. The majority of the tokens actually belong to some of the smaller ones.
Cool. Yeah. Just curious because there are, I see at least three validators in the audience, more like smaller community validators. One of them is Cosmos Spaces. The other one I see is Spark IBC, and then Gelato is down there. Or was down there. Nice. Not just interesting. I don't know what else did we miss. We must have missed something because we talked for forever the last two times.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, we can continue. I mean, I could continue. There's so much to talk about. Honestly, we've already gone a full hour, and really, I don't want to go too much longer. I'd prefer if maybe, you know, if Crypto Tank, you want to have me or something, we can maybe touch on some of the stuff that, you know, I didn't talk about in this one. But, you know, like as far as like the game itself, there's all the different game mechanics. I mean, we can get into all the different specifics of that. Then there's the in-game tokenomics, which are a really big part of the game. Yeah, I mean, I've been in crypto since, you know, actively in crypto since 2013. So I can talk about a ton of different like crypto philosophy or wherever we want to take this. I like talking. So if I have no issue just like blabbing about a bunch of shit. So
Well, this is, how about we do this? Let me try to like sum it up, especially for people that came in late. And then if there's anything major that I missed, of course, you could fill it in. But sure. I am going to be doing at least once a month a Stargaze Genesis creator space. The first one's tomorrow, and I have a couple of Genesis projects, but you are more than welcome to come on to talk about any other of the fine details that we do miss here. And also, if you get on Tank Show or even Cosmos Spaces, that'll be two other great platforms to get the word out. But let me see if I've got the basics, because we've talked a couple times, but I'm not a gamer, so you might have to correct me here. So basically, we've talked about airdrops. They work a little bit better during a bull market, you know, get a wide audience. People may use the protocol. They may dive into some high APRs, but in the bear market, it's risky, right? People might dump the tokens. People might kill the game at the onset, which we don't want. And Cosmic Horizon is made by Coin Studios. That's your personal account there. It's an immersive gaming metaverse type game. There'll be kind of intricate, detailed economy. What else? There's ships, there's raids, there's pirating, there's stealing, which, like Mayor said, a lot of us felt like we've been stolen from the last, basically, we're almost a year to the day of the market bottom. I think we might be a year to the day of market bottom. It was like June 17th or 18th, something like that. That was a great day for all of us. And you guys will be rolling out a custom module to get the layer one token out there. People will be able to exchange stable coins for at a discounted price for that token. And one thing that we didn't mention, I believe you told me last time, you guys are gonna have a pretty reasonable APR out of the gate. Nothing unsustainable, but it's just something to entice people to stake, right?
Just enough to get people interested. Yeah, I'm not interested in necessarily giving people free money. And like we're building a long-term project. It's not, I don't want to give people hundreds of right away. And hopefully you can still hear me because my headphone just died.
Actually, it's better without
the headphone. Even better. Oh shit. Well, you should have said something. Anyways. We're launching with 15% inflation tomorrow. And yeah, we're not necessarily looking at incentivizing the liquidity pool very much at the beginning, maybe not even at all. We're more interested in building something long lasting and something that's sustainable, instead of just like something that makes everybody rich right away. Like we have a very large vision and we've got a very long roadmap ahead of us.
No, I mean, I know most of the people in this space. That's kind of music to our ears. We're tired of the unsustainable protocols that they do a ton of marketing. They launch a token and then we don't, like, who knows what happens after that. I think your approach is definitely reasonable, especially for the market conditions. Really looking forward to seeing how a game on its own blockchain is going to work in Cosmos. I think that there will be people interested to finally have a playable game, whether it's, you know, not even if it's not that soon, because like you said, obviously it takes forever to build some of these games. I'm gonna be talking to Stargaze Punks tomorrow, Andromaverse, and I know they had like a 2 to 3 year roadmap, and most people just don't want to hear that. But it's realistic, right?
Yep, exactly.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. And like I said, I would love to touch base again in a couple weeks or like a month on the NFT theme space to talk about more about the collections and how they'll be related to the game. And of course, any developments between now and then. It'd be great to have you back.
Yeah, great. That sounds awesome. Really appreciate it. And I really appreciate everybody that's listening. And stay tuned. We're constantly building. We're growing the community all the time. And we have a bit of a different philosophy as you guys have been hearing. So
sounds good. Sounds good. No, appreciate it. Mayor, thanks, man, for coming up. I feel like when I die, you're going to inherit this the DeFi 101 spaces for sure. You're my most reliable guest / part-time co-host. So I appreciate that really a lot.
Yeah, no problem, man. I enjoy hearing about new projects, and this one sounds really interesting, and it's always great to have a new chain start. And I think it's great that you guys are continuing to, you know, keep building through this not so nice market, you know. It's
yeah, thank you.
No, and thanks everybody else for sticking it out. So in the beginning we were getting rugged, turned out to be great. I'll share all of Dan's links for Cosmic Horizon, Coin Studios, anything about the blockchain that I could find. I'll definitely share out along with the link to the video that we made about, I guess, like 8 months ago, 9 months ago, something like that. But everybody have a great night. Have an even better weekend.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments, red down pay. Got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage, like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming in the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.